I was in school in the playground, and a girl who I know lived beside us came home or came back to school after her lunch, and I heard her saying to another girl, the police were across his house. And 5 minutes later, there was a lot of people coming to school to remove us, and we were told that Bunsen had been murdered. He had been taken away from whatever bar he was in and tortured for 3 days, hooded, shot, murdered, and left lying in Shares Mountain along with his friend.
And was there ever any explanation given by the IRA for the murder of your brother and his friend?
At the start, it was that he was an informer. Then they retracted that statement and says it was a mistaken identity and apologised, which was too late.
But so they held him for 3 days. You would have thought they could have found out what they needed to find out during the course of that time.
Well, all I can say to that is what I believe is Watson and Joe Slater obviously had seen the faces of the people, and it was too late. They had to shoot them. That's my opinion. They couldn't let them go then. They'd seen too much.
And do you ever think about what your brother was put through? Do you ever think about those 3 long days that he had in Buncrana?
Yes. My mother's words used to be, wonder did they give him a cigarette? Wonder was he shouting for his mama? Of course he would have been. He was an 18-year-old fella. He had his whole life in front of him. Innocent, as were a lot of others, before and after.
How did the investigation progress after that?
There was detectives came from England who were very, very close-knit to the family and stayed with us through a lot of investigation to come out with nothing at the end of it. We never got an answer. The closest thing we ever got was, I would say that the words was told to us was, we believe the people that murdered Watson are now dead. His case is still open and will not be closed because there was never anybody held responsible.
And how does that make you feel that nobody's ever been punished for murdering your brother?
Angry, but punishment's no good to us now. My life, I'm 53. I've lived with this since I was 11. Life has been hell. And that's, to me, worse than being murdered. Living with it after.
Do you ever think about the people who carried it out and what life was like for them after?
Aye, but I've good belief in karma. And I hope to God and pray to God when they go to bed at night and they can't close their eyes and they see visions of what they've done to people. Not only once in them. I'm on about every innocent person that was murdered.
There is a lot of talk right now, and there has been for some time, about dealing with the past. How do you deal with your past?
It's not the past. It's my life. It's my present. It's my future. It's my children. It's me. My family. It's not the past. I haven't known anything else. This is my life.
And does it make you angry when you hear, for instance, our politicians arguing over how we can help people like you who've suffered during the Troubles?
Because nobody helps us. They can sit and talk and do what they like, but nobody helps us. Nobody's ever asked us anything other than Craigan Enterprises. This project is the only people that have ever asked us to talk or to help us in any way.
And you've never talked before now about this?
Never openly, no, never. And as I told Carol and the rest of the girls, you can only talk to your family so much. They have the same pain. So it's not good to talk to them. You have to talk to somebody outside, which I have done now, and I'm glad I've done.
Yeah, what have you got from it, being involved in this project?
I have got comfort, a great feeling that Watson is not a number. He's not one of 3,500 anymore. He's an individual person. His name is in a book. It'll go down in history. And he'll always be remembered. And that's what my mother and father always wanted.